humanity, allied with divinity, can keep the law. December 10. Then said Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me? But Jesus answered and said to him, Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. NKJV. In fulfilling all righteousness, Christ did not bring all righteousness to an end. He fulfilled all the requirements of God in repentance, faith, and baptism, the steps in grace in genuine conversion. In his humanity, Christ filled up the measure of the law's requirements. He was the head of humanity, its substitute and surety. Human beings, by uniting their weakness to the divine nature of Christ, may become partakers of his character. Christ came to give an example of the perfect conformity to the law of God required of Adam, the first man, down to the last person that shall live on the earth. He declares that his mission is not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it in perfect and entire obedience. In this way he magnified the law and made it honorable. In his life he revealed its spiritual nature. He revealed to heavenly beings, to worlds unfallen, to a disobedient, unthankful, unholy world, that he fulfilled the far-reaching principles of the law. He came to demonstrate the fact that humanity, allied by living faith to divinity, can keep all God's commandments. The typical offerings pointed to Christ, and when the perfect sacrifice was made, the sacrificial offerings were no longer acceptable to God. Type met anti-type in the death of the only begotten Son of God. He came to make plain the immutable character of the law, to declare that disobedience and transgression could never be rewarded by God with eternal life. He came as a man to humanity, that humanity might touch humanity. But in no case did he come to lessen the obligations of mortals to be perfectly obedient. He did not destroy the validity of the Old Testament scriptures. He fulfilled that which was predicted by God himself. He did not come to set human beings free from the law. He came to open a way by which they might obey that law and teach others to do the same.